The vibe check has got to be like about as bad as it could possibly get right now. Like it's, I think about this team and other teams that are in bad shape, like Memphis. I mean, do you guys even know who Matt Hurt is? Like, I don't know who Matt Hurt is. I guess he went to Duke. He's from Minnesota. He was one. I think he was the one putting buckets on your head last night.
I became familiar with him last night, and we joked on a podcast. We beat them last Monday in Memphis, and I'm like, bro, they're rolling out guys that are G League guys that you've never heard of, that, like, casual NBA fans, like, you don't know who they are. Like, casual NBA fans only can identify Marcus Smart, D. Rose, and Ja Morant, and they're on the bench.
They're Jaren Jackson didn't play in that game either, did he?
No, he didn't. He was out. Yeah.
They knew they didn't need anybody to beat the Nets. The Nets took them lightly. The Nets, if I pull up the stats right now, which I did this last night on WFAN, and I try not to even talk about the Nets on WFAN because it's just it's a waste of airtime. I already mentioned that they're broken. Like, they're physically banged up, hurt, right? Ben Simmons, he's not even worth mentioning. Cam Thomas is in a walking boot. Mikal Bridges hurts his wrist, but since he's Iron Man, he tries to stay in the game and play. You guys saw his shot, and he's such a, like, long arm, like, flick of the wrist guy. Like, once his wrist is hurt, his right wrist, they should have taken him out of the game. But if I look at the box score again and you go and look last night, I'll screenshot it and bring it in here. The fouls and then the foul shots. Like, this team sucks. It is what it is. The funny thing is there was a conversation floating around yesterday on Nets Twitter about Nick Claxton going to Memphis and in return, the Nets getting Luke Kennard. And there were a ton of Nets fans on some shit like Luke Kennard isn't a good player, as if we have a ton of good players, as if, like, the Nets are above a Luke Kennard. Yes. Who I think had 25 last night.
Well, I mean, I saw a bunch of Nets Twitter as well about that trade where it was, but I mean, it's Claxton. It would have been Claxton, Grizzlies first rounder this coming year, which is probably going to be a high pick because of how bad they are, and then a future first rounder in a sign and trade situation, which I wouldn't be mad about because that would go into a rebuild and you don't have to pay Nick Claxton over the next 4 or 5 years. I mean, either way, I don't mind if Claxton stays or goes because he's a young player. He's got, you know, he has good capabilities. I think if he gets like a, like, I've been saying this for a long time about Claxton, and I mean, we'll talk about that technical completely ruined the momentum like that. If he didn't have that,
dumb.
Like then I think we go on a bigger run and I think we end the third quarter well. But with Claxton, you know, he's, when he had a legit point guard, I remember KD was out for about a couple weeks before he got traded, and it was Kyrie and Claxton. Claxton was literally averaging a 20-point triple-double, a double-double every game, and was still defensively great. So you just, like, if he goes to Memphis, Ja Morant will get the best out of him next season. But despite all that, the Nets won't make that trade because it's too smart of a trade to make, and we don't make smart trades, so...
like, don't do anything smart. There's nothing smart about the operation. It's broken.
No, and you're right, because here's the thing that's the biggest issue. And any other organization that gets 2 first-round picks for a player like Claxton is going to find a, especially a high first round pick, is going to find a way to maximize that. But I was looking back today at everybody that Sean Marks has drafted. The only good pick that he's made since 2016 is Jared Allen. I don't think Cam Thomas was a great pick. I know that it was late first round, so you're getting it's fine, 27. I'm sure if I look back at that draft class, there's probably other guys that would have been better. But, like, Noah Clowney and Whitehead, it's just, you look at what he's done over those 8 years, and I don't really know. So if you have 2 first-round picks for Nick Claxton, what is he going to do with it? Can he evaluate?
Well, I mean, to be fair, yeah, no. I mean, again, like, Claxton, I mean – the reason why I'm okay with him staying is because if you do still go into a rebuild, he's still very young and he is a good. I think I would say Sean Marks has had 4 good picks in his tenure. Nick Claxton's one of them because I think he was the first pick of the second round.
Yeah.
Cam Thomas, like you mentioned, because if you do a redraft of that year that Cam Thomas was drafted, he'd probably go around like that 10 range. He'd definitely be lottery pick 100%. And then
I don't know about that.
Jared. Oh yeah, if you look at the draft again, like there's some players that were picked higher than him. Where you're like, are they even like rotational players? And then Jared Allen, absolutely, I agree with. And then, I mean, before the injury, Caris LeVert looked really, really good, and now he's sort of just like a role player. He's a sixth man for the Cavs, and he's still a decent player. He's just not like all star level, you know. But Jared Allen has been, like Cam Thomas has shown flashes, and Nick Claxton last year was fantastic as a defensive player. So, I mean, he's if I were to give a positive to Sean Marks, which isn't many, he's good at finding decent talent at the back end of a draft. So, which is
why, give him a lottery pick.
I know, which is why I'm so adamant and trying to go into a rebuild, because that's the one thing he's decent at. And then he just wants to go all in for another time.
A rebuild? You speak of a rebuild? Shout out to Ree Wallet. She said, a reminder, the Nets willingly stayed the course at the deadline despite offers to reset its original clock. After we lost last night, people were like, wait, this is the squad? You didn't want to give up picks for Mikal Bridges, right? Like, wasn't there a rumor that Houston wanted to give us some of those picks back?
Yes.
But they were so set on Mikal Bridges, Brooklyn Bridges. That's your man's, like, come on, yo, what are we doing? Like, I get it that Mikal Bridges is an Iron Man. He plays every day. He's a good personality. Like, he's a good guy. But, like, it seems like this is not, like, they're not doing good business.
He's not a 1A either, right? Like, if you could have gotten four at one point, I know that was what they were offering for Mikal Bridges. That you have to do that. And you're probably getting some young players as well to match that salary. Mikal Bridges was one of the most coveted wings in the league. I don't know if he's that as coveted as he was when he came in, right? He had those huge nights right when he got traded from Phoenix. He had some like massive production where they were thinking, oh, maybe we do have a 1A. But he's not. He knows that he's not. He's probably the third best player on a championship team.
Yeah, I mean, on this team, they seem to think that, you know, Ben Simmons is going to be something. Let's go there. Injury report. As my new chant for the Brooklyn Nets, you'll hear me in the arena tonight saying, broken, broken. Injury report. Hate to lump Cam in. I think I saw a video of Cam Duncan. So he's on his way back. Like, he's trying to come back. This is his second ankle sprain this year. And I think it's the opposite ankle. I think he sprained his left early in the season, and now he's got the right one. But Ben Simmons, that boy be shopping, carrying them shopping bags, messes up his back. That lower back is a real problem. It was a problem last year, the first year he was here, and here it is again. Now, whenever I bring up the BS Ben Simmons, I always talk about the fact that, like, yo, why would you plan around him? And I always bring up the fact that nobody else was picking up the phone and staying on the phone with Daryl Morey. Nobody else in the league, I don't think, was taking that trade package. I remember screaming about, hey, Tyrese Maxey, we got to get their best young guy in that deal if we do the deal. And we'll see the Sixers tonight. They're going to smack us. They don't need Embiid, especially second half of a back-to-back. These guys lose how they lost last night. We'll see when the injury report comes out. I'll try and keep an eye on Twitter to see what happens with Dayron, what happens with Mikal Bridges. But, yo, it's just bad when you take on Ben Simmons. And I think I saw – let me see if I can get Eric Slater's tweet up here. Eric Slater put out the number of games that Ben Simmons has played out of the number of games that he's been here for. And it's similar to KD and Kyrie. Right. It's actually way worse. But like at the same because, like, you know, I got to give KD and Kyrie some credit. They did have moments where they were absolutely hooping, where they were balling.
I saw a tweet that said if you combine all the games that Ben Simmons has played from when he first joined the Nets, he still wouldn't. Yeah. 57 games. That's still not enough to
to qualify for any awards
for this season. It's 65 games. So, also,
57 out of 178.